This summer, we explored the end of a federal logjam that was holding up the implementation of congestion pricing in New York City. But now the effort to charge drivers for entering Manhattan is facing an obstacle closer to home in the form of New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. To discuss the concerns from our neighboring state and what it could mean for the shape of congestion pricing moving forward, we're joined by Rye Rivard, a reporter for Politico New Jersey. Welcome back to the show, Rye.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
So what is Governor Murphy's problem with the Metropolitan Transportation Authority's plan for congestion pricing in Manhattan's Central Business District, which is south of 60th Street?
So the main problem that the governor has is New Jersey commuters who are driving across the George Washington Bridge, paying a toll, you know, about $12.50. And then when they get to Manhattan, basically south of Central Park, having to pay another toll. So he doesn't want the double tolling. And he's among a series of New Jersey officials who are concerned about how the tolls will hit New Jersey drivers.
Is there some sort of compromise that Governor Murphy might accept, or is he looking to essentially have New Jersey drivers exempted from congestion pricing when it finally gets implemented?
I think it depends on how you view the word exemption. I think Governor Murphy has said if there is a sort of discount or credit for people who cross the George Washington Bridge or any of the other tunnels, if that toll counts against the new congestion toll, I think New Jersey, particularly the governor and New Jersey politicians in general, would back off a little bit from their concern. So that means, just to sort of give you an example, the new congestion toll for Manhattan is $15. And I'm a New Jersey driver. I cross the George Washington Bridge. I pay $12.50. The new cost to me would just be $2.50. If something like that were worked out, at least the governor's objection would, it seems like, go away.
As the governor of a state that is not New York, what power or influence does Murphy have to change congestion pricing plans for New York City?
The main and perhaps the only lever he has is the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, which operates the major airports and the maritime shipping ports. The New York governor also has a seat at that table, but each of the two governors, this bi-state agency, can veto the minutes of a Port Authority meeting, which basically means that what the Port Authority decided to do, they decided to issue a contract or sign a construction deal or pass a budget, that is effectively halted and stopped. So Governor Murphy recently said, if I don't get what I want on congestion pricing, I will just hold up business at the Port Authority.
In the past, have governors of New Jersey or even New York threatened these type of vetoes at the Port Authority or even actually use them to foster certain policy decisions in the other state?
Former Governor Chris Christie threatened it. And then inside of New Jersey, there's this other port corporation. And Governor Murphy was in a sort of political dispute, an in-state political dispute, and did veto the minutes of that in-state port corporation, too. So there have been threats and, in other places, resorting to this kind of thing.
How big of a deal would it be to have the Port Authority's operations essentially grind to a halt? Is this something where New York would eventually blink and give in if Phil Murphy goes this route? Or is this something that doesn't really affect either state too much? How should we think of the Port Authority and its impact on the region?
You know, I think we saw under the previous governor in New York a lot of interest in doing things at the airports, and obviously the maritime port is dealing with high shipping volumes, because people have turned to Amazon and are ordering things from overseas, and there's been a lot of already existing logistical issues. And so if you think about those things that the Port Authority would want to make better, if they want to make an upgrade at an airport or they want to do something new at the port that they would need the Port Authority Board's approval to do, all of that could be halted by Governor Murphy vetoing the minutes of the meeting. It looks like he's using it as leverage, and it looks like he's receiving some response. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said, yeah, you know, I see what the governor of New Jersey wants, and it's, you know, sort of reasonable for him to be looking out for his constituents, and I think he's a reasonable guy, and I, you know, we'll talk. Already by going this far, the governor has gotten people's attention. A couple of years ago, when congestion pricing was becoming a real thing again, I mean, it comes up every, you know, couple decades, it seems like, but when it became sort of a real thing again, New Jersey politicians, including the governor, said, we have some reservations about it. But Murphy, at the time, we're talking like 2019, said he wasn't going to pull out the full New Jersey attitude for it. And now I think he has. And so that makes the negotiations a bit more serious and delicate than they may have been just a couple of years ago, or even a couple of weeks ago, for that matter.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking about New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy's objections to New York City's congestion pricing plan. And our guest is Rye Rivard, a reporter for Politico New Jersey. It's interesting to hear you talk about the evolution of Governor Phil Murphy's response to the potential for congestion pricing, because on the one hand, you could see an evolution that is born out of the fact that congestion pricing is more real now than it was a couple years ago. But I'm also curious whether you think his evolution is a product of the fact that his reelection campaign is right around the corner, whereas 2 years ago, it might seem pretty far down the road. And this is a guy who I imagine, because of his political ideology, would support the goal of congestion pricing, at least one of the goals, which is to reduce cars on the road, which by extension would reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So how should we think about his objections? Are they simply political posturing in advance of what could be a tough election? I don't really know New Jersey politics, but is it that, or is it something else?
There's a couple of different ways to think about it. The governor's people would say that he has always had reservations and they're simple and straightforward, and he is making clear what they are right now and making clear what he can do about it right now. Another view of it is certainly that there is an election coming up and you want to be on the side of the squeaky wheel in New Jersey. You know, suburban car drivers can often be that squeaky wheel. We know that sort of from politics all over the country. It's, I don't think, unique to New Jersey. The other views are that it is becoming real now. Congestion pricing is becoming real. There is this federal review. There is a plan. It looks like it is going to happen. And there have been members of the New Jersey congressional delegation, Bill Pascrell, Josh Gottheimer, both Democrats, who have been trying to make this, and certainly to their constituents, have made this a kind of persistent issue. You know, they represent, you know, suburban communities, and they're saying that part of what New York is doing by imposing congestion pricing is just sort of a tax on New Jerseyans. Now, the New York view, I think, is, well, there are people that have been commuting from Long Island who don't pay anything, depending on where they cross, to get across the East River. And New Jersey folks have been paying for years to get across the Hudson. So this is actually making the playing field fairer for New Jersey commuters who have been paying versus Long Island commuters who haven't been paying anything to get into Manhattan. In that view, New Jersey is just sort of freaking out for sort of internal political reasons. That's the sort of state of the game right now.
The so-called nuclear option that Governor Phil Murphy has threatened feels like a classic example of a politician using hard power. What about soft power in this case? What about his ability to persuade and engage people that he might have relationships with in New York, whether it's our new governor or Mayor Bill de Blasio, who you mentioned earlier, or incoming Mayor Eric Adams? Is there any appetite, do you think, from New York officials who might have say in what congestion pricing will look like to work with Phil Murphy on this issue solely because they want to have a good working relationship with him and the state of New Jersey moving forward?
I think there is some acknowledgement, even among congestion pricing supporters like the Regional Plan Association, that some amount of toll crediting is, you know, fair. And the Regional Plan Association in particular has pointed out, you know, if you're coming through the Holland or Lincoln tunnels and going right into Manhattan, you should probably get a credit. The big outstanding question, I think, for the New Jersey side is the George Washington Bridge. I think on the New York side, though, and the MTA has made this kind of, they've made it very clear, you know, the more credits of different kinds that are given out, the higher the toll will be for everyone that pays the full toll. So if you begin exempting any number of classes, whether it's commuters from New Jersey or, you know, people who like driving in on Wednesdays and or, you know, doctors or, you know, if you just begin this series of exemptions to the tolls or discounts to the tolls, you know, the MTA is trying to raise a fixed amount of money, about $1 billion a year. And the more you discount it for some people, the more you have to raise it for others. So there is a delicate internal New York politics around if you're giving something away to somebody else, you're basically having to take something from someone else. And sort of does defeat the point of congestion pricing if it becomes cheap for certain commuters, right? I mean, you're trying to discourage a behavior and raise money at the same time. And if you're not discouraging that behavior significantly, then like, what is the point of the thing? So there's all of these things playing against each other. And at the end of the day, is the New Jersey's governor's political priorities going to be top of mind for most New York politicians? No. But is there some acknowledgement that New Jersey does have a point? I think that there's a yes there.
And do you think it is ultimately a zero-sum game where if the revenue projections for New Jersey are decreased, that they'll have to find money elsewhere? Or could the MTA simply say, we're just going to have to accept that we're going to realize less money than we hope for from congestion pricing?
I think that's too far down the road to know for sure. I mean, I think the law in New York that set up this tolling system and is giving the MTA the ability to sort of move forward with it does sort of set certain things in stone, where the money goes, targets for how much money there is. And that doesn't seem like it's moving anytime soon, but this sort of federal review, this environmental review that's going on over the next many months, I think does provide some opportunity to look at these issues in a much more serious and significant way. I mean, for instance, there aren't great numbers for how many people are coming from New Jersey in the first place. There are, I think, legitimate concerns about if you don't give some sort of discount to the people crossing on the George Washington Bridge, will they then try and get through the Lincoln and Holland tunnels because there'll be discounts there if there are discounts there? You know, does it change traffic patterns, what they call toll shopping, significantly? And that's part of the environmental review, too. Although I think it remains to be seen how serious and significant an issue that is, it is at least getting a serious and significant look.
Well, we've been speaking with Rye Rivard. He's a reporter for Politico New Jersey. Rye, thank you so much for making the time, and we look forward to checking in with you as the story develops.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.